This is The Takeaway. I'm Matt Katz in for Tanzina Vega. And we're rounding out the hour now with another installment of our comedy series, Joking from a Distance. Our next guest, comedian Dan Adute, has been doing stand-up comedy for roughly 2 decades now, and he hosts the food podcast Green Eggs and Dan. He's also, and this isn't on his IMDb page for some reason, one of my oldest and best friends in the world, and the funniest guy I know. So I got him on the line this week to talk.
Hello, Matthew.
Oh, hello, Daniel.
How are
you? Thanks for joining us. I'm good.
Thank you for having me.
Dan's been social distancing by staying with his parents in his childhood home on Long Island. And before the coronavirus outbreak began, he was filming episodes of his new Netflix show, The Crew, with Kevin James. I asked him what it was like to put his dream job on hold for the coronavirus.
You know, I think that as a stand-up comedian, we just spend our whole lives hustling and waiting for these opportunities. And the hustle in between can be really just degrading work. I mean, Matt, you saw me perform at a ground round in Philadelphia years ago.
Yes, it did.
So when you get these opportunities, they're very, very few and far between, and the chances of them actually going on air are even more minuscule. So to actually get cast on a show that is going to air, it's like winning the lottery like twice in a row.
In the weeks since the show got put on hold, you've been living with your parents on Long Island instead of in Los Angeles, where your girlfriend is. Now, your parents are lovely people, but why are you quarantined with your parents? What's going on? Why are you living back in your high school bedroom?
I'll tell you the truth. My parents were not taking this seriously enough when it started, and I was one of those psychos running around like, you know, the British are coming, and no one was listening to me, and everyone was telling me I was crazy, especially my parents. And when I found out, and this is like after like the self-isolation orders were going on and this and that, I found out that my parents wanted to make a chicken soup, and they had 2 chickens in the freezer, but my dad went to the supermarket because they needed a smaller chicken. Okay? They needed a smaller freaking chicken. And this is in Great Neck, New York, where it's already become kind of a hotspot. And he goes to the supermarket, and apparently someone sneezed in the supermarket, and he ran out. I'm like, all right, you guys need some supervision. So I'm literally here as their prison guard. I don't let them out. I let them, if there's good behavior, I'll let them out for like, you know, 20 minutes to walk around the backyard. My dad literally made a run for it once when I took a shower. I took a shower and I come out and my dad wasn't in the house. It's crazy. It's crazy.
This is like you sneaking out in high school to go visit your girlfriend at like midnight.
I'm yelling at my 79-year-old dad. How dare you leave the house? How dare you leave your own house?
So the good thing about living with your parents is you're able to mine them for material, and often without them even knowing. And poking fun of your immigrant parents has always been a central part of your comedy. And then finally, last month, you had a tweet involving what it's like to be quarantined with your parents. And this tweet went haywire. Set the scene.
Yeah. We are currently binging Homeland. My parents had never seen Homeland, one of my favorite shows. And in season one, there's a scene where Carrie Mathison is having pretty gratuitous sex. And I happened to have my phone on while there was the sex scene going on. And I basically shot from the sex scene to my parents sitting there just nonchalant to me, mortified, because, you know, there's really nothing more mortifying than watching a sex scene with your parents. And I posted it, you know, under like hashtag quarantine life. And man, I can't even track what the flame was that got this going. But within a day, it had 1 million views. Within 2 days, it was at 3 million. And within about a week, it's at around 8 million views right now. It's been retweeted by members of parliament. It's been retweeted by like Bollywood stars. Like, I'm getting messages from all over the world. It is amazing to me how much people can relate to that moment.
they can relate to it. And these are such dark times that people are desperate to laugh, right? I mean, people just want a break.
You know, I'm getting a lot of that in the messages. Like, thank you so much for giving me a break and for giving me a laugh.
Overall, how productive have you been in terms of your writing, in terms of your comedy while you're living in your boyhood bedroom over there?
Pretty productive. I think I'm going to turn my bedroom into a little studio and shoot this show that I've been wanting to shoot for a while. You probably know about it, but it's just doing a clip show, which is just making fun of all the food shows out there. And I feel like actually do that. Yeah. So I can actually do that from my childhood bedroom, and I think I'm going to make it happen.
Are there any jokes that you've come up with while living at home that you'd be willing to share with us right now? As long as it's funny and relatively clean and doesn't embarrass me.
I don't know. Just how, like, in the future, you know, no one's going to be able to cough in public. You're just going to have to convert all your coughs into laughs. Like, I'm just laughing. We're all just going to be holding in our sneezes until, like, our insides explode.
Right. Well, everybody can find you on the socials. You're at StandUpDan everywhere. Your food podcast is Green Eggs and Dan, and Dan Adute is one of the stars of the upcoming Netflix show The Crew. It's great talking to you, Dan. Send my love to your folks. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, Matt. Bye-bye.